Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I feel like I haven't talked to you in weeks.
No, indeed. You've been out a little bit. I was out a lot bit. And now we're all back together again. In the dink and the dank of the morning.
That's right. And in the dink and the dank of the morning, some terrible news this morning as a militant group, ISIS, says it killed American journalist James Foley.
Well, our heart goes out to the family of Mr. Foley and a young man and apparently a terrific reporter. And these cowards grab him and behead him. And that at least is the report. You know, I get to thinking, David, that this is the kind of thing that will strengthen the resolve of the American people more than anything else. The idea that, you know, these cowards would take somebody and cut their head off is so repugnant to the American spirit that more than anything else, it mobilizes American public opinion. And it just is the kind of thing which is so anti everything that, you know, they say they believe in injustice and the rest, that it really will bring them down. I don't think there's any question about it. It is the kind of thing that just turns your stomach.
Meantime, we head to Ferguson, where we see that Eric Holder, the attorney general, is scheduled to visit Ferguson.
Well, yeah, you know, David, the attorney general, of course, has his own story of struggle and civil rights in his family. He's a man of color. And the administration of Barack Obama wants to be very careful here. Because on the one hand, there is no question that our prisons are filled with people of color, that there is a blending of the problems with poverty and being black in America, that police forces have often been very aggressive when it comes to protecting themselves and protecting the population. On the other hand, we can all project ourselves into a situation where a mother or a father of a black child sees that their kid is put at risk by the fact that they're first up on the line and that they're treated unequally with others. And so this is a classic confrontation. What I'm fascinated with that's going on in Ferguson, obviously, is the technique is we respect your right to protest. You should protest. You probably should protest in the day and not the night. But if you protest legally, you're okay. And we are going to pull the agitators right out of that crowd and we're going to arrest them. And that has seemed to be somewhat successful. Now, whether this ignites again, we'll see. But we know that people around the country are worried that it's going to happen in their areas. And that's why Ferguson is receiving so much publicity in the news right now. We saw a killing in St. Louis yesterday, and it is the kind of thing that that has everybody on their toes.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Good to see you again, David.
And you as well.